long three swing. The floater from five, no take it by Baker. Got it. The Eagles are in front. Couldn't have come at a better time.
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Moorhead, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
He'll feed it off. He hit the shot.
And good evening and welcome to LSC Johnson Arena in Moorhead, Kentucky. It's time for the Moorhead State Eagles to start a new winning streak as they host UT Martin in Ohio Valley Conference action. Hi again, everyone. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Drew Barnett. The Eagles saw a four-game victory string end this past Saturday at SIU Edwardsville. Tonight, they'll try to improve on their 8-0 mark at home as they face UT Martin Skyhawks, who lead the OVC in scoring at nearly 83 points a game. MSU, FYI, is the conference's best defensive team, allowing under 63 points per contest. Obviously, something's got to give. Stay tuned. We'll talk with MSU coach Preston Spradlin in 2 minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio. Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena, Moorhead State with OVC action against UT Martin. I'm Chuck Mraz, joined by MSU basketball coach Preston Spradlin. Well, Preston, this matches two of the higher scoring teams in the league, but it also matches the top offensive team in UT Martin against the top defensive team in your ball club, so something's got to give.
Something's got to give, Chuck, you know, and you're exactly right. You know, this is a really talented team. I would argue the most talented team top to bottom in our league with Tennessee Martin. So much firepower. Obviously, they got two of the top four scorers in the league. with Jordan Sears and Jacob Cruz. And so, you know, their pace of play is really fast. They're going to have a ton of 0-1 pass possessions where they let that thing fly. And so we've got to do a really good job of just not letting guys get to their spots, you know, kind of dictating where some of those tough shots are coming from. Got to rebound the ball, and then we got to be really efficient how we play in the, on the offensive end. You know, we don't want to get in some crazy running match with these guys. We want to be disciplined as to when we run, but with our numbers, you know, we want to be selective when we do it as well. And there's going to be a few times where we're going to need to grind these guys out in the half court and really just play physical on that end to wear on them because of their depth and because of the pace of play.
One thing that I noticed in just watching them on film and some of their other games is transition defense against a ball club like this is so critical.
Yeah, without question. You know, they're going to rebound it and they're going to push it. They're going to shoot it from four spots, if not five, all the time. They got a really good big man in Issa Muhammad. But, you know, Jordan Sears is just a dynamic player. And if he can get an outlet pass or he can get a rebound, you know, he can get end to end as fast as anyone and get middle and get the teeth of your defense and give you trouble. And so, you know, yeah, you're exactly right. We got to make sure that, you know, we're taking the right shots. We got really good floor balance, that we're getting on the offensive glass. But at the same time, we're not doing it and costing ourselves to set our defense and let these guys get easy transitions.
You're in a bounce back situation after losing last week at SIUE.
Yeah, you know what, and we needed that. You know, you talked after the game, we did not play well. We did not play to our identity. As poorly as we played, you take one, two defensive mistakes and one or two made layups, and we still win that game. But we didn't deserve to. We didn't play the way that we're supposed to. We didn't share the ball. We didn't look like a connected unit. That was very evident when our guys got a chance to come in off a day's rest and see that on film on Monday. And so, you know, we needed that. It's part of the process of becoming a great team. It is each and every year. Because we learned how much we need each other, we need the structure, and we need our togetherness and connectivity. Without it, we give anyone a chance to beat us. So I look forward to seeing us get back to our identity here tonight.
You brought up a point earlier about UT Martin. When they play defense, they're generally not playing defense for very long, so the extra pass that you talk about becomes even more crucial.
Yeah, without question. You know, they're a packed line, like sagging man-to-man. They're going to try to get under every screen, whether it's an on-ball screen, off-ball screen. And so for us, there's going to be a lot of open threes available, you know, and obviously we'll take them. And so that's what we do, but we got to make sure that, you know, we're taking the right ones, the flow of the game, the rhythm of the game, and then we're giving ourselves an opportunity to rebound those. But we've got to do a really good job of our ball movement, you know, exactly what we always say, extra pass and easy play, because you can't get in a big hurry against this team because that's playing the way they want you to play.
That's Morehead State Coach Preston Spradlin. I'm Chuck Mraz. More in 2 minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Surprise the one you love with the gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Welcome back. back to LSC Johnson Arena. I'm Chuck Mraz, along with my good buddy Drew Barnett, Morehead State. At home tonight for OBC action against UT Martin, a very good basketball team. UT Martin is led by third-year head coach Ryan Ritter. Last year, he led them to 19 victories, 10 of those coming in the OBC against 8 losses. They were picked in the preseason to finish 4th in the league. And right now, the Skyhawks 10-8 with a 3-2 conference mark, coming off a victory this past Saturday at home against Little Rock, 77-72. They're tied for third place in the OVC with SIU Edwardsville. Here's UT Martin's starting lineup, 3 guards and 2 forwards. The point guard and all-conference player Jordan Sears, a transfer from Gardner-Webb, 5'11 junior from Daytona Beach, Florida, averaging 19.5 points per game. That's tops in the OVC, 4.2 rebounds. He's second in assists to Morehead State's Drew Thelwell. He's averaging 4.1 of those per contest. He's also third in steals, 1.7 a game. The second guard is Desmond Williams, a transfer from Troy. He hails from Montgomery, Alabama, 6'1 senior, averaging 3.7 points, 1.4 rebounds. And the third guard, a transfer from South Alabama, K.K. Curry from Cleveland, Tennessee, 6'6 senior, averaging 9.5 points, 4.5 rebounds. Two good players on the front row, Jacob Cruz and Isa Muhammad. Cruz, a 6'8 junior from Hilliard, Florida, started his career at North Florida, then went to Daytona State College before transferring over to UT Martin. He's averaging over 18 points a game, third best in the league, and 8.2 rebounds per contest. Muhammad, a transfer from New Mexico State, a 6'9 senior at 245 pounds from Atlanta, Georgia, averaging 11.5 points and nearly 8.5 rebounds. Morehead State, under the direction of head coach Preston Spradlin, 127 victories at MSU. He is fourth all-time in that category, only right now 3 behind Wayne Martin. MSU 13-5, 4-1 in the OVC in second place behind Western Illinois. The Eagles have won 11 of their last 13, but they lost this past Saturday at SIU Edwardsville, 61-48. MSU has won 14 straight at home, and they're 26-4 lifetime against UTM at Johnson Arena. Starting lineup for the blue and gold, 3 guards and 2 forwards. Drew Thelwell, the point guard, 6'3" senior from Orlando, averaging 9.6 points, 3.5 rebounds, and a league-best 6.2 assists per ball game. The second guard, Jordan Lathan, a 6'4 graduate student from Grandview, Missouri. He's 6th in the league in scoring at 16.1 points per ball game. He's also averaging 6.6 rebounds a game. And the third guard, Khalil Thomas, 6'5 graduate student from New Orleans, averaging just about 12 points, 4.2 rebounds. Riley Minix and Deontay Miles are the two forwards. Miles, a 6'7 graduate student at 230 pounds from Vero Beach, Florida, averaging 18.1 points and 9.3 rebounds per game. He's third in the conference in rebounding. As for Miles, the Xavier transfer, 7 feet even, 240 pounds from Walton, Kentucky, averaging 5.9 points, 5.8 rebounds per contest. The series between these two teams began in 1991-92. MSU leads it overwhelmingly 44-17. Last season, the two teams split, each winning on their home floor. UT Martin on December 31st, taking MSU 64-57. Then Morehead State returning the favor here at Johnson Arena in late February, winning 72-58. Your officials for this ballgame, Barry Mathis, Brian Washer, and Blake Harris. We're coming back with more from Johnson Arena on our pregame show here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit KYLottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local, have fun, and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Drew Barnett. Morehead State at home for OVC action against UT Martin. MSU will be dressed in the traditional home white uniforms, royal blue numbers and royal blue letters with royal and gold trim. As for Martin, they have their navy blue uniforms tonight. They have an orange set, too, as well for road games. These include orange letters and orange numerals and orange and white trim. Drew Barnett, I'm kind of interested to see this game in the sense that both teams can score a lot of points, but at the same time, Morehead State rates much better defensively than UT Martin does.
Yeah, much better. This is just a fascinating matchup, at least from the different styles. The two teams are really nothing alike at all. UT Martin likes to go fast. I'm just now noticing this, looking at the stats, their overall tempo, which is number of possessions per game, 10th in the nation. Morehead State likes to go slower. They're 280th. They're a little more methodical. And UT Martin, as you mentioned, one of the leading offenses in the OVC, not a very good defensive team, but Morehead State, one of the better defensive teams in the conference. So it's just two really contrasting styles. And then when you look at the stakes of the game, only is separated by a game in the standings, it has a real pivotal feel to it there.
It's it's still pretty early in the conference season, but at the same time, when you play at this level, you need to win your home games.
Yes. Yeah, you do. And this is one, you know, we're certainly expecting Morehead to win or hoping they'll win.
One thing to point out is the fact that Morehead State has two players who are closing in on 1,000 points for their collegiate basketball careers. Khalil Thomas, 976, and that includes, of course, his time at UMass Lowell. So he's only 24 points away from 1,000. As for Jordan Lathan, he has 961 career points, just 39 away from the coveted 1,000 mark. Lathan, of course, played at Milwaukee and UTEP before he came to Morehead State. And, you know, Lathan could be a key for MSU.
Yes.
Jordan is somebody who has done a great job, I think, of picking up the scoring slack at times.
Oh,
but another guy I really like in this game is Khalil Thomas.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, just, you know, Morehead State, they're getting contributions from about six or seven deep into their bench. So, but those three in particular have been really good.
Well, of course, Riley Minix has had a wonderful season in his first and only year in a Morehead State uniform, averaging 8 points and over 18 points and 9 rebounds a game. Riley's a guy who I always feel like he's going to get his one way or another.
Yeah, he will. Like, he's really productive on offense, especially when he is able to isolate the defense on the low post. If you notice, whenever they just get him down one-on-one, if they don't double down on him, he scores just about every single time. And he's a really effective defender in the low post as well. That's going to come into play today because UT Martin, they really like to spread teams out. And between him and Deontay Miles defensively, it'll be interesting to see how they play in trying to slow them down.
Well, and that brings up an interesting point in the sense that with UT Martin, a team that likes to get up and down the floor and shoot very early in the shot clock, Morehead State, the top rebounding team in the OVC, if you can hold them to as many one-and-done trips down the floor as possible, I like the Eagles' chances in this game.
I do, too. And again, that'll be another key factor is defensive rebounding. And, you know, you certainly hope Morehead State has better luck shooting the ball than we did on Saturday.
And what I saw against Little Rock, UT Martin likes to play a lot of man-to-man, pretty much straight man-to-man. Every now and then it looked like they threw in a 1-3-1 here and there just to maybe try to confuse Little Rock, but generally it's going to be a man-to-man.
Yeah,
but they don't like to play defense for long, Drew.
They don't. So, I think they're going to have a lot of trouble with Morehead State for that reason. They play a lot of straight man, and they play a lot of matchup zone where it's on ball man, but then away from the ball, it's more of a zone. And but you're right. Like, they don't like to go deep into the shot clock. And if Morehead State can work it inside and work it back out and essentially sort of be methodical the way that they always are, I think they're going to have a lot of luck. I think it's going to frustrate UT Martin defensively.
Yeah, that extra pass that Preston Spradlin talks about, he wants his team to make when it's on offense.
Yeah.
That will be critical. Now, against SIU Edwardsville, they did not play as much like that. And I know Preston was a bit frustrated by that. They really had their worst offensive game of the season, just 48 points in that contest at Edwardsville. And he's looking for better things here at home. And, of course, they've also had time to kind of rest and get ready for this game as opposed to playing a second game in three nights, which you have to do in the OVC. You play Thursdays and Saturdays. Here we are on a Thursday with an Eagle team that's at home and should be a little better rested.
Right, and the thing is that playing the second game of a two-game doubleheader on Thursday, then getting out to Edwardsville late at night and playing as early as 11 a.m. locally, that just wasn't a lot of turnaround time. I think that affected us somewhat. Not to make excuses, you want to make sure that you're ready for that. They practice 3-4 hours a day, but when you're on the road and you're on the bus and you're sleeping in hotels and then you're getting up and your pregame meal is at 8 o'clock in the morning
and there's no shoot around.
There's no shoot around. Yeah, and it showed. So.
Waiting for Morehead State to hit the floor. Yeah. UT Martin already has its starting five out on the hardwood. And, of course, this game being televised on ESPN+. Plus. And when the television says it's okay, we'll start this game. Morehead State will be moving left to right on your radio dial as we open things up from Johnson Arena. It will be Dante Miles in the center circle for MSU against Asa Muhammad for UT Martin. Yeah. Two big guys. They both weigh over 240 pounds.
Yeah. Dean and Jared holding everything up for everyone again. But it looks like we're ready
to go. How inconsiderate.
I know. How inconsiderate.
Opening tap control by Minix. Backcourt for Morehead State. Drops it off to Thelwell to his left. He'll come through the middle across the timeline and the logo. To his left between the circles. Sears guards him. High right Minix. Right corner. Latham. He'll dribble it out. Back along the arc and flip it out to Thomas. To the left sideline. But the hash coming out for it. Thelwell. Martin man-to-man at this point. Free throw line, Miles, 9 to shoot. Up top, Lathan, 8 to shoot. Jordan on the drive, free throw line, 6 to shoot. Goes back out to Thelwell, high left, far corner, Minix. He'll launch the 3, got it.
And there's that shot clock goes off. And, you know, there's that matchup, man-to-man you were talking about, and the methodical extra pass that you also talked about. Great first possession by Morehead State.
Thelwell guarding Sears out front toward the left hash, and now down the wing, he bounces it to Cruz. Cruz on Thomas. Cruz, one of the best three-point shooters in the OVC. Looks to the right baseline to Muhammad. Fakes on Minix. He'll drive in, turn to his right, hook it up. Off the iron twice and a miss. Rebound, Deontay Miles of MSU.
Yeah, they sent no one to the glass there to get the offensive rebound.
Thelwell the other way. Wide right. Comes off a double screen up top. Back to the right side, Minix. Down the wing toward the corner, Thomas. Straight away, Lathan. Lathan angles in to the block for the goal. Feeds it off the glass, off the rim a couple of times, and down the drain it goes. 5-0 MSU.
Yeah. So a great start here for Morehead State. And then back in that matchup that they like to run.
Sears to the baseline. Ball knocked away. Loose on the hardwood. Miles dives into the paint. Takes it. Gives it to Minix, who got it to Thelwell.
And they will take their time. Again, teams that like to go fast tend to get frustrated when you slow them down.
Yeah. Thelwell to Lathan. Up top, Lathan, high right, cross court, far hash, Thelwell backs it up to the emblem on Sears. Bounce feed to Minix, left of the lane, to Miles down low, left hand left, baseline right, got it, count it, he's fouled.
And a great finish by Deontay Miles. It was a good pass, but it was a great cut to the basket and then a nice finish, and he drew the foul.
A foul will go on Muhammad, his first of the game on either team. Miles will be line right with Morehead State up 7-0 after his layup. Miles at the line, just 48% on the year.
Yeah, this is a part of his game that.
Well, that one looked
like
perfect.
To see improved, and that one looked perfect. So it should snowballer often.
3-point play by Miles makes it 8-0 MSU. Left of the logo, offensive end Sears hustles it on Thelwell. Turns to his right, back to the near side, Curry. He'll angle in on Thelwell, back to the corner, Williams. He'll dribble it up the arc and back to the near corner, and Curry. 12 on the shot clock. Curry trying to get to the baseline on Thelwell. Drives in, goes back out high right. Williams for a three, and Martin's on the board. Desmond Williams, a 28% shooter outside the arc.
He was quite pleased with himself after making that, letting the Morehead bench know a little about it.
8-3, Morehead State. Thelwell on the move, head of the key, takes it left of the lane to the elbow. High right, Minix to the near side, Lathan. Lathan on Curry, one bounce back out, wide left. Thomas down the sideline, Thelwell. Bounce toward the left corner. Minix. Minix on Cruz, seven to shoot. Kicks it back out. Thelwell, catch and shoot. Three, yes, sir!
And gets it back.
And Morehead State up 11-3. UT Martin quickly to the offensive side. Sears on the move. To Cruz, knocked away from him. Ball ricochets out of bounds. Off of Muhammad, so it's Morehead State basketball. They go left to right 94 feet. MSU with a good start. 11-3, the Eagles on top, 16:55 to play first half.
Yeah, and a really good start. And again, they've really scouted this team well. They have a great game plan. At least they've shown it so far.
MSU 4-4 from the field to start.
That's also good.
Miles head of the key to the right arc. Lathan back out to Thelwell. Thelwell being chased by Sears, high right to Minix. Bounce free throw line. Lathan faces up. He'll drive left of the lane to the block. Fades, fires, back of the rim. No offensive rebound. Miles put back, missed it. On the layup, got his own rebound. Spins, fires it back out. Thelwell to the running Thomas. Near corner, open Minix for a three. High off the rim. No, Miles slaps the rebound back to Minix. He clears it out to Thomas, high right. Another catch and shoot three. High off the back of a heel of the iron. And I think we've got a foul over the back rebound against Morehead State.
Yeah, and I think it's they got Minix here, but
no, yeah, it's going to be Miles.
Oh, it's Miles. Okay. And still a good, no points there, but some good
open looks.
Yeah, good open looks. And Morehead State asserting itself on both the offensive and the defensive glass.
11-3, the Eagles lead. Martin in the offensive end. Sears just inside the line at the logo on Thelwell as Morehead's playing that man-to-man that they typically play. Sears on the move, driving on Minix, got to the block, pushes off, gets up and under on the reverse layup with the right hand, it's in. That was a nice move by Sears.
It was a real nice move, and again, they drove the basket hard and fast and then just made a nice move, a reverse layup.
11-5, Morehead State. Thomas, right wing, Lathan. Clears it out to Thomas, left side, driving in Thelwell to Thomas, can't get in there, and back to Thelwell, popping out between the circles. High right, Thomas, right block, Miles, takes it to his left in a double team. Minix, head of the key, six to shoot, far side, Thelwell, the long three, high off the heel of the rim. Rebound cleared away after the miss by K.K. Curry of UT Martin. He'll do it himself to the offensive end, to the near side, Williams, driving on late to the baseline, Jordan with a bump and a foul. And that's the second Morehead State foul, number one on Lathan. That takes us to a media timeout. 15-17 left to play in the first half at Johnson Arena. Morehead State 11, UT Martin 5. I'm Chuck Morales with Drew Barnett on the Eagle Sports Network.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
The Porter Group Insurance Agency does more than just Medicare. We offer hospital indemnity plans to help with hospitalization copays. We offer cancer plans, life insurance, and more. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review of your life and health insurance needs. That's 606-780-1387 for the direction you need. Online at portergroupinsurance.com.
11-5, Morehead State leads UT Martin with 15-17 to go in the first half at Johnson Arena. Let's go inside the numbers, courtesy of our good friends at Whitaker Bank. UT Martin, 2 of 3 from the field, 1 of 1 outside the arc, not shot a free throw. Morehead State, 4 of 9, 2 of 5 from three-point land, 1 of 1 at the line. Rebounding 4-2, Morehead State. Turnovers, Martin with 2, Morehead State with nothing. And that's the numbers brought to you by Whitaker Bank.
And if you're Morehead State, it's interesting. Like, I don't think you really look to make too many adjustments so far. It'll be interesting to see if they do anything differently at all out of the timeout.
Looks like Jerome Morton and Eddie Ricks have come in for Morehead State. Thomas Minix and Fellwell stay out there. Baseline left inbound. Cruz along the wing. Oh, he threw it over Ricks, who didn't see it. Sears at the arc. 19 to shoot. Turns right. Looks left. Goes to the corner. Catch and shoot three for Cruz.
Oh.
Knocked down by Ricks as he missed the shot. So he'll get three free throws. That's never a good foul.
Yeah, you don't want to leave your feet and foul a jump shooter while they're shooting a three.
Third foul on Morehead State. Number one on Eddie Ricks, the freshman from Clarksville, Tennessee, averaging 7 points and almost six rebounds a game. Cruz, very good from the free throw line. Ninth best in the OVC, 78.5%.
And also a good free throw, or a three-point shooter.
Well, he curls out the first one, no good. So he had 35 points in the Skyhawks' victory over Little Rock.
Yeah.
Cruz with the next one on the way. Hits it.
Chuck, they even shoot their free throws quickly.
Yeah. If there was a shot clock for free throws, they would be very early in it.
Yeah.
Second one by Cruz, or third one rather, and he drills that one too as well. He's got his first 2 points, 11-7, Morehead State lead. Full court, Martin pressure, inbound Thomas to Morton, across to Thelwell and back to Jerome Morton. Down the right side, offensive end at the arc. Minix out to Morton between the circles, to his left, Thelwell. Thelwell against the 2-3 matchup. Morton curls up the arc, takes the pass back to Thelwell, right corner. There's Thomas for three. Air ball sails over the iron to Cruz and Martin. They want to hustle it up the floor as always. Down the floor, pass batted by Minix, picked off by Thelwell. Morehead State with a 3-on-2. Thelwell down low, tried to get it to Ricks. Knocked away out of bounds by Curry. And Morehead State will have 26 to shoot with a baseline inbound.
Yeah, that pass was batted by Minix. I don't think Minix ever saw the ball. It just hit him.
Change for UT Martin. Kobe Jeffries, a UAB transfer at 6'3", a redshirt junior, comes in, averaging about 2.5 points a game. Baseline left. Ricks will inbound for MSU again. 26 on the shot timer. Floats a pass out to the top of the arc. Caught there by Thelwell on the leap. Down the near side, Morton. Bounce near elbow. Minix, he'll drive on Muhammad. Picks it up and flips it out to Thomas. Left hash Thelwell, 15 on the shot clock. Far corner, Minix. Riley turns around, 19-footer, bangs it off the rim. No rebound tap. UT Martin has it. Curry. Curry will do it himself. Right to left across the line on Morton. Far side, Sears. The long three from the wing, and he cans it.
Morehead State in a bit of a drought here. They're over their last six, 2:30 without a field goal after scoring on their first four possessions.
11-10, the Eagle lead sliced to just one. Minix has it, high left. He's open for a three again, missed it. Long rebound, kicks out to the far side off the hardwood, picked away by Muhammad of Martin to Curry. Curry driving on Thelwell, got to the baseline to the goal, lays it up and in, and Martin has its first lead of the game. Again, they love to slash to the basket.
Yeah, they do. And that's one of the first times that Morehead's let them just slash right as they bring it up the floor.
12-11, UT Martin. Here's Thomas underneath. He got a pass from Minix, and it went off his hands. I think he also lost his footing.
Yeah.
I think he was trying to turn with the basketball before it was secured into his palms.
Yeah, he was open, and it looked like he just was going to get a wide-open layup or dunk. But he turned toward the basket before the ball got to him, and this is... They're going to let him inbound it again. I guess they're going to say the ball didn't come in.
That's the first Morehead State turnover.
Yeah.
Here comes Martin the other way. MSU drops inside the timeline to defend as Sears comes down central on Morton. Sears now backing into Morton, now faces up. Comes down the left arc to Cruz toward the left baseline and the block on Thomas. Now the Eagles double him. He'll throw it back out to Myers, who just came in. Right corner Curry. He'll catch, shoot the three. The line drive is in. He has a word for the Morehead State bench.
And yeah, game getting a little chippy here. I believe this is a 13-0 run that UT Martin is on since Morehead jumped out to an 11-2 lead.
Curry with five, 15-11 Skyhawks. Minix high left. Lays it down on Cruz, back behind him, left to right, Lathan. Lathan on the runner from five. It'll roll and go in the lane.
Yeah, and that finally ends the drought in the 12-0 run.
Moorhead crawls back within two. It's 15-13. UT Martin Sears across the line. Jordan Lathan with 4 points now in the game. He'll swing around, a pick by Cruz, go down the right wing, back out to Cruz up top. Left arc, Curry, he'll back it out to the near hash on Morton, try to drive on Jerome to the baseline, feeds it to the right side to Jeffries, out to Sears for a three high right, missed it, rebound tap, Thomas inside the lane, Ricks, midcourt right sideline, Lathan for MSU. Lathan, right angle drive, dish outside the right block, extended, Minix on Cruz, he'll put it down, Riley to the goal, turns right, fakes, puts it up and in from three.
And a nice move by Riley. Again, when he is able to isolate a defender on the low post, he's virtually unstoppable.
Riley with five. Moorhead State has tied the game at 15 as Sears clears the timeline on Morton. Cruz the screen. Sears to the right arc. Cuts inside behind the back feed. Myers set shot three with the left hand. In the paint, the board. Moorhead State's Eddie Ricks up the left sideline. Jordan Lathan. Lathan dancing at the left hash. Coming to his right off the double screen up top. Moves in free throw line. Keeps his dribble to the baseline to the block. Feeds up the layup. Off the glass and in. Jordan Lathan now with six. And Moorhead State regains the advantage 17-15. 11:28 to play first half. On the drive, Jeffries. High left to Myers. That's Jalen Myers, a 6'8 junior. To Cruz, high left. Three. Lip of the rim and a miss. Right block rebound. Moorhead State's Riley Minix. Minix. Across the timeline, leaves it for Morton, left to the logo. Morton clears it off to Lathan, head of the key. Jordan Lathan to the right side, Thomas. Bounce right block, extended Minix. He'll turn to the baseline, come to the hole. Right-hander off the glass and in.
This has been a game of runs. Moorhead State responds to an 8-0 run.
With a 6-0 run.
Yeah.
7 points for Riley. It's Moorhead State 19, UT Martin 15. 10:46 to go in the half. Sears crossover dribble, takes it left of the paint. Trying to get in on Thomas. Turns to his right, flips up the one-hander. Air ball. Minix pulls it down and gives it to Lathan. Moorhead controls.
They've settled for some bad shots with about 26 seconds on the shot clock their last couple of possessions.
Lathan working between the circles with the dribble. Far side, Ricks. Left angle drive to the hole and a scoop and score. Eddie Ricks with his first two. Moorhead State with an 8-0 run. 21-15, the Eagles build their lead to 6. 10-10 to go in the half. Sears on Morton, driving. Got to the right of the lane. Ball stripped away, loose on the hardwood toward the Eagle bench. Cruz saves it in. Right corner, Sears, fadeaway three, and he hits it.
Yeah, he just sort of came up with the loose ball, fired it, and it went in. And that stops a 10-0 run by Moorhead State, 21-18.
And he had a defender in his face. 9:48 to play in the half as Lathan works out front on Jeffries. Takes it left to the lane, to the baseline, to the goal. Feeds it up off the glass, off the rim. No, Cruz saves it into Sears. UT Martin with it running. Midcourt, right sideline, Jeffries. Jeffries backs out, fakes, looks. Cross court left side, tipped by Morton. Cruz has it. Back to Sears at the wing. Baseline, Myers on the drive to the hole, partially blocked by Ricks and taken off by Minix. Eddie came around from the backside to get that block. He'll control now, left to the logo after the pass from Minix. To Minix, top of the key, faces up, shoots the three, swish! Riley Minix now with 10.
Yeah, he just found himself open at the top of the key, so he released it and drained it. 24-18 Moorhead State.
Left wing, Myers on Minix. Moorhead State, man-to-man. Skips it off, left of the lane, Cruz. Turns to the baseline on Morton, gets to the hole, puts it up and in off the glass. Morton found him. He'll have a possible three-point play. And for Jerome, number one in terms of personal fouls. For Moorhead State, number four. Cruz now with 4 points. And we have a timeout on the floor. 8:53 to go in the first half at LSG Johnson Arena. Moorhead State 24, UT Martin 20. I'm Chuck Mraz with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead, is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hotheads Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Cass
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead. And on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
I've got a bit of a shootout going on right now here at Johnson Arena. Moorhead State with a lead 24-20 over UT Martin as we go behind the numbers, courtesy of Whitaker Bank. Moorhead State 10 of 19 from the field, almost 53%. Martin at almost 54%, 7 of 13. The Skyhawks 4 of 7 from 3-point land. Moorhead State 3 of 8. Martin 2 of 3 at the line, MSU 1 of 1, rebounding to the Eagles at 9 to 6, turnovers 3-1 UT Martin.
Yeah, the pace probably favoring UT Martin, as you said, they really like to push it, but score favoring Moorhead State at the moment.
Moorhead State sending out Deontay Miles, who's returning, along with Drew Felwell back in there, Morton Ricks and Minix also in there, I think, although Minix is going to the bench. Can't play with four, so who's the other player?
Is he Lathan?
Yeah, Lathan. Cruz is line left, trying to complete the old-fashioned three-point play after the foul on Jerome Morton, with his team down by four. But he's line left.
I think they'll let you play with four. It's just not a good idea.
Free throw in and out, no good. He's now 2 of 4 at the line. You can if you foul out everyone else and you have four left. You can't play with four. Morton across the line, left hash to Felwell. Drew holds it on his right hip, now faces up on his man, Jeffries, as they play it man-to-man, Martin defensively. Felwell on the move toward the free throw line, left corner, Ricks. He'll drive down the baseline.
And
stepped on that baseline.
Oh, I guess he stepped on the baseline. I can't to see what the call was.
Second Moorhead State turnover. Cruz comes out. Looks like Muhammad has come back in. Also in there for Martin is Sebastian Mendoza. San Bernardino Valley College is where he's from. 6'3" junior from Riverside, California. Jeffries toward the right elbow. Wide left, Myers. Bounce left, block. Extended. Muhammad on Miles. Tries it back in there. Turns. Fades. Hooks. Misses off the side of the rim. Lathan the board for MSU. Up the right sideline, he comes to the forecourt. Lathan at the right arc. Standing dribble. Straight away, Miles. Right to left behind him. Lathan takes the handout. Goes to the right block into a double team. Turns to his left. Fights to the lane. Out to Ricks. Far hash, Felwell. Felwell on Jeffries, 12 on the shot timer. Wide left, Ricks. Fakes, looks. Eddie, left angle drive to the hole with a scoop. It'll roll in and out, no good, but he's knocked down and fouled. He'll be at the line for two shots, and he went down hard, and he's getting up slowly. And this foul will be number two on Muhammad, number two on UT Martin.
That was a really nice drive there by Eddie to get to the basket. It looked like a nice-looking layup, but it just didn't roll in.
They have a little bit of time to collect himself. We have another media timeout. 7:53 remains in the first half at Johnson Arena, where Moorhead State leads UT Martin 24-20 on the Eagle Sports Network.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowland County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Moorhead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
Orange State with a 4-point lead over UT Martin here at Johnson Arena. 7:53 to go in the first half. It's 24-20 in favor of the Eagles. See Martin sending out Jeffries along with Justice Jackson, Mendoza, Myers, and Muhammad. Justice Jackson, a transfer from Hawaii. He's from Surprise, Alabama. I imagine you got a surprise when he went to UT Martin. Nothing like Hawaii.
Nothing like Hawaii.
Jackson, pretty good player, averaging almost 8 points and 2 rebounds a game.
Neither is today's weather.
Ricks, Thelwell, Thomas, yes, you are correct. Lathan and Miles on the floor for Morehead State. Eddie Ricks is line right for a couple of foul shots after being hit in the act, and he'll rattle down the first freebie. Good. Eddie now with 3 points in the contest. Came in 58% from the line. Last few ball games, just 1 of 6 in shooting free throws. Ricks with the second one. That is perfect.
Yeah, and again, another part of his game that he needs to work on, but hitting them both there.
26-20 Moorhead. Jackson out front on Thelwell, who's nose-to-nose with him right now. Jackson, bounce right elbow, Myers. Myers on Ricks, wants to go with it. Takes it to the lane, gets tied up by Eddie. Out of bounds it goes. Jump ball. Possession to UT Martin. Good defense by Eddie Ricks.
Martin will keep it, but that's great defense by Morehead State. The shot clock does not reset, and the arrow goes back our way.
14 on the shot clock. Ricks will come out in favor of Riley Minix. Eddie good at both ends on last couple of trips as Jackson looks to inbound. Looking, throws it all the way out top to Myers, who catches over his shoulder on Minix, who is right there with him. High right, back out for it. Jackson will float up a long three from about 23. Curls out, no good. Thelwell in the paint, the board for Morehead State. Through across the line, Minix calls for it between the circles and takes it there on Myers, who backs off. Bounce high left, out for it. Myles, right to left behind him. Lathan, straight away, the three, hits it. And Jordan Lathan with 9. Moorhead State up by that margin. 29-20. The Eagles on top. 7:03 to go in the half. Jackson up top, leaves it for Muhammad. On Miles, down the right arc he goes. Tries to take him to the lane. Looks for help. Wide left, Jeffries. He's open for a three. Missed it off the glass and nothing else. Ball ricochets off the hardwood to Thomas inside the lane. And Moorhead State comes down left to right with a 9-point lead as Thelwell leaves it at the hash far side. Thomas up top, Minix, high right, Lathan. Back out to Minix, had a screen, didn't use it. Far side, Thelwell. Drew to the near side to Lathan, fakes, angles in. 11 to shoot, out to Thelwell. Drew down the left arc, 8 to shoot. Back to Minix along the far side. He'll fade and fire a 3, in and out. Rebound tapped around, Lathan with it. Put back left angle from 5, hits it.
A really nice rebound there by Jordan Lathan, and, you know, to get Morehead State 2 more second-chance points.
11 points for Jordan Lathan. Justice Jackson, left elbow jumper in and out. Baseline left rebound. Lathan clears it off and gives it to Thelwell. Morehead State up by a 31-20 score. 5:59 to go first half. Left hash coming back. Thomas clears it out to Minix. Left elbow extended. Miles to Minix near side to Thelwell. He'll circle out front toward the top of the key, near side to Minix. Riley trying to drive in there on Myers. They're in a 2-3 matchup right now. Yes. He'll back him to the block. They double him. He'll take it to the lane straight away. Thelwell sets his feet. The three. Swish with the shot clock running out.
And UT Martin wants to talk it over. 34-20 Moorhead State.
Two triples for Drew Thelwell, and now he has 6 points, and that hit nothing but the bottom of the net.
Yeah.
5:34 to go in the half. 34-20 Morehead State with its biggest lead of the ball game, 14 points. I really like it when Drew Thelwell can hit some shots for Morehead State, because that really opens up the rest of the entire offense.
Yeah, and to give you an idea, Morehead State on a 23-5 run ever since that, going on that little scoring drought of 2:13, but just everything going their way. Offensively, we talked about how UT Martin likes to go fast. One of the side effects of that is sometimes teams that like to play that way take a lot of bad shots. Martin's been taking a lot of bad shots early in the shot clock.
Morehead State shooting 56.5% from the field at 13 of 23, 5 of 11 outside the arc. Yeah. Martin is 7 of 17, which is just slightly more than 41%, 4 of 9 from three-point range. Rebounding to Morehead State handily, 15-6, and that was a category we keyed in the pregame show.
Right, in over 3 minutes, 3:18 to be exact, without a field goal for UT Martin, without a point,
Martin will have it to go right to left, 94 feet. Morehead State will drop inside the timeline to play defense as Justice Jackson comes down the floor looking over that Morehead defense. He'll work it wide left on Thelwell. Turn right off the screen. Jump feed, left corner, open. Curry for a line drive three. No, rebound tap, Thelwell to Thomas, and back to Drew Thelwell.
He was open, and he's a pretty decent shooter, but just missed it.
Thelwell works it. Standing dribble, now cuts right to the paint. Wide left, Minix, far corner. Thomas sets his feet to three.
Yes, sir.
Khalil's on the board, and that's a good sign for Morehead State when he's hitting the long ones.
Yeah.
37-20, MSU, 4:58 to go in the half. Jackson off the Cruz pick. Rolls to the right hash, back out the Cruz between the circles. Driving on Thomas, left of the lane. Turns to his right, spins it back out to Williams. Williams on Thomas now. Driving down the near side. Rips it back out to Jackson. Jackson wants to go on Lathan, near side. Cruz, fadeaway three from the wing. Missed it. Minix had the rebound. And we have some pushing on that rebound. They're going to call a foul on Morehead State. Riley Minix picks up his first personal and the fifth on MSU.
I was going to say it was a good box out by Minix. On one of the rare plays that UT Martin attempted to go to the glass, but it was a little too good of a box out.
Zach Iemi, the 6'9 graduate student at 260 pounds, comes in for MSU. Houston, Texas is hometown, averaging 2 points, two rebounds. 20 on the shot clock. After the inbound, UT Martin has it. Right hash, Sears. Down the sideline toward the baseline. He'll pull up, jump and shoot from 17. No, rebound ricochets down the far baseline to Thomas of MSU. Gives it to Thelwell.
Morehead State just having their way with Martin on the boards.
Morehead State on a 13-0 run over the last three and a half. Thomas, right wing, back out to Minix. 14 to shoot, high left, Lathan. Far corner, Thelwell. Thelwell in the corner, dancing, looking straight away. Minix sets his feet. Another three, count it!
Everything falling for Morehead State tonight.
13 for Minix, it's 40-20. MSU has UT Martin doubled up with 3:53 to go in the half. Sears working the dribble toward the right hash, offensive end. Cuts left, top of the key, takes it inside the lane into three Eagles. Shot blocked by Lathan to the running Minix. One-on-one with Williams. Euro step to the goal. Missed the layup. Tapped up and in by Thelwell. They're going to call a goal 10 and give Riley Minix the two.
And that'll take us to the media timeout.
And Morehead State is running all over UT Martin right now.
Well,
12 points now for Minix. Make that 15 points for Minix. And we have a timeout on the floor. 3:41 left to play in this first half at Johnson Arena, Morehead State 40, UT Martin 20. I'm Chuck Mraz with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Our great-grandfather opened the first Hint Meal store in 1918 to serve area farmers. We later opened our first feed mill, not only to serve our friends and neighbors, but also to more conveniently feed our own cattle. For four generations, our business has continued to grow and evolve to meet the needs of hardworking farm families. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. We invite you to see for yourself. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
Regardless of the cold temperatures outside, you'll find lots of hot grocery buys inside at Allen's IGA in Moorhead. USDA boneless beef eye of round roast, especially priced at only $4.49 a pound. Extra large red or green seedless grapes are just $1.79 a pound. And Betty Crocker helpers are two boxes for only $3. These and many more specially priced grocery items at Allen's IGA in downtown Moorhead. IGA.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
42-20, Moorhead State running away from UT Martin right now. 3:41 to go in the half. While we have a moment, let's step aside for 10 seconds and station identification on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead, the flagship station of Moorhead State University Athletics.
Moorhead State with two players already in double figures. Riley Minix with 15. Jordan Latham with 11. They're the top two scorers in this ball game overall. As now Martin will inbound to go the distance right to left as Williams on the hop gets it to Sears with 3:38 to play in the half. Sears down central across the timeline on Thelwell, MSU man-to-man. He'll work off the screen from Muhammad to the right sideline to the baseline. Tried to get to the hole, lost the handle, and out of bounds it goes to Moorhead State at the baseline.
And UC Martin just sort of out of sorts. But I say that, Chuck, but they like, this is sort of them. At least the tempo they like to go. They like to release the ball early. They typically don't go to the glass. And their defense is sort of, you know, Swiss cheese at best.
Fourth Skyhawk turnover as Thelwell clears the timeline, angles toward the left hash. Skips it out front to Latham. Left to right behind him, Thelwell. Wide right, Latham to the far corner. Thomas and back along the far side, Latham. Skips it left to the lane to Ayemi, who's knocked down. And a foul on UT Martin, and this one is going to belong to Desmond Williams.
Just the third foul on UT Martin, or is this, excuse me, this might be the fourth.
I've got him for three.
Three, okay.
And that's the first on Williams.
So.
New 20 on the shot clock after the inbound. Thelwell controls on Sears. High right. They run hip to hip out front to Ayemi. Down the near side, Latham clears it back out to Thelwell. Drives the left side. High right, Minix. Gets a man in the air. Takes it to the lane. The Euro step. The runner from three. Swish.
Yeah.
Riley Minix continues his scoring barrage. 17 points now. For him, 44-20 MSU. Curry on Minix taking it. Left block to the baseline to the goal. Blocked by Minix.
And that was a lot of ball.
Yeah, they're going to call a foul on Riley, and I don't know about that.
That was a lot. That was about 95% ball and 5% body.
Well, second foul on Riley. He may come out for the rest of the half with 2:38 to play.
Yeah.
And for Moorhead State, 16 fouls. Line left, Curry will go for UT Martin, where he will get two free throws. K.K. Curry, 72% free throw shooter with 5 points so far in the game, all from the field. First one up and in. And here comes Ricks. And out goes Ayemi. Minix just switched sides of the lane. I thought he was headed to the
Yeah, I did
fake.
Too. And look, UT Martin, even though the deficit is 22 now after the made free throw, they can score in a hurry. I mean, they can be a really effective and efficient offensive team.
They're putting on full court pressure
yeah.
as Thomas inbounds with Curry in his face. Skips it into Thelwell. They try to trap on him. Throws it across to Latham. Jordan trapped. Got it to Thelwell. Through weaving through traffic for the offensive end. Left wing Thomas. Catch and shoot three. Side of the iron. No. Rebound. Knocked away. Out of bounds. Latham touched it last, so they'll give it to UT Martin. Jordan didn't necessarily like the call. But he'll head down the floor to play defense. With 2:25 to play in the half, Moorhead State up by 23. Don't let down now, boys.
You don't want to let down because they're a team that can score 10 points in a minute.
Muhammad at the right wing toward the corner. Cruz fadeaway three. It curls out no good. That thing went halfway down.
Yeah.
kicked back out. Rakes the rebound for Morehead State.
That really did. I thought that was it.
Fell well across the line. Leaves it left hash. Thomas between the circles. Ricks around the right to Lathan. Lathan high right. Puts it to the deck, takes it to the lane, far side, fell well, left corner, Ricks. He'll set his feet, shoot the three, and it'll rattle down good.
And Eddie Ricks with another three.
He's got 7 points. Morehead State up 47-22, 1:43 to go in the half. Right angle drive for Sears. It fell down at the free throw line, still got it to Cruz at the far side, and back out to K.K. Curry, working the dribble on Fellwell. Moves into a 16-foot jumper and hits it.
Nice-looking jumper there by UT Martin.
Nine for Curry.
Not, you know, backing out of the full court pressure and just back into the regular defensive set.
1:20 to play in the half. Fellwell at the left sideline. His team by 23. Dancing along the wing on Muhammad. Bounce toward the corner. Minix. He'll come down the baseline into Williams. High left Fellwell. Straight away Ricks. Eddie fakes. Looks. Eight to shoot. Clears it back out. Fellwell. On the drive. Left corner Minix. Riley trying to get down to the baseline. Over the goal, threw it up with one on the shot clock, missed everything. It goes out to Thomas. It was an air ball, I thought. Yeah. Had Drew Iron, but I guess they're going to let Morehead State
hit the iron.
Barely.
Eddie Ricks had an open three, wisely, I think, pulling it back out to run more time here.
45 seconds to go, six to shoot. Minix, near side, four to shoot. 15-footer, bags it.
Yeah, and that possession lasted a full minute and ended up with about 2 points. So
49-24, Morehead State. Cruz head of the key. Left to right, Sears out for the ball. Far side to Curry. 19 to shoot. Curry on the angle drive in the traffic to the corner. Williams and out to Cruz high right. Gets around Thomas. Euro stepped to the goal with a scoop. I thought he walked, but he scored the basket.
And the shot clock off now. Morehead will almost undoubtedly hold it for one shot here.
Jacob Cruz with 6 points of the game. 9 seconds to play in the half. 49-26. MSU Fellwell pushes off on Sears. High right to Minix. 2 seconds to go. Near side Lathan. Desperation three from the wing. Off the iron, off the glass. On the half ends, but a good first half.
Great first half
for Morehead State. Your score at the break. MSU 49, UT Martin 26. I'm Chuck Meraz with Drew Barnett, coming back to talk about the first 20 minutes of play in just a couple of minutes here on the Eagles Sports Network.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Hey, honey, can we talk?
Of course. What's up?
Well, I just thought you should know. I've been curious about the new Dr. Pepper strawberries and cream.
Have you felt this way a long time?
No, I just think I'd really like the taste of Dr. Pepper swirled with layers of flavor.
If you feel that way, I think you should try it, babe.
It's amazing. I mean, you're amazing, too.
New Dr. Pepper strawberries and cream. The new flavor you deserve.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Welcome back, Morehead State, with a 23-point halftime lead at home over UT Martin. I'm Chuck Meraz, along with Drew Barnett. 49-26 is the score, Drew. And
yeah.
Morehead State got off to a hot start. up in this ball game. I think it was 7-0, and then it was 11-5. Suddenly, UT Martin and MSU trading the lead back and forth. But at that point, Morehead State hit the afterburners.
Yeah.
And just ran away from UT Martin and took control of the play.
Yeah, to give you an idea, it was 15-11 UT Martin after a 10-0 run gave them the 4-point lead. And Morehead State has just blown it open ever since then, 49-26 now. And it's hard to not be very pleased with everything. We talked about how efficient they were offensively, one of the best offensive teams in the conference, held to 26 points, and like nothing they've wanted to do has worked.
Exactly. Let's go ahead and go by the numbers, courtesy of our friends at Whitaker Bank. Again, 49-26 MSU leads. Let's look at UT Martin's ledger. The top scorer is K.K. Curry with 9 points. That's right about what he averages per game. From there, it's Jordan Sears with 8. Jacob Cruz with 6. 3 for Desmond Williams, and no other Skyhawk player scored in the first 20 minutes. UT Martin, 9 of 24 from the field, 37.5%. 4 of 12 from outside the arc, 4 of 6 at the line. Out-rebounded by Morehead State. Get this number, 21-8. The Skyhawks with only one offensive rebound.
Wow.
They had 4 assists, 4 turnovers, no block shots in the first half, and no steals. For Morehead State, 2 players already in double figures. Riley Minix with a game-high 19 points, followed by Jordan Lathan's 11. Eddie Ricks knocking down 7, coming off the bench. Drew Felwell with a couple of triples for 6 points. 3 points each, Deontay Miles and Khalil Thomas. Jerome Morton and Zach Iami got on the floor but didn't score. Morehead State, 19 of 32 from the field, 59.4%, 8 of 16 outside the arc, 3 of 3 at the line. Again, out-rebounding Martin, 21-8. Morehead State with 6 offensive rebounds. Also, 13 assists, 5 of those already by Drew Thelwell. 2 turnovers, 3 steals, 1 block shot, that by Lathan. Your score at the half, Morehead State 49, UT Martin 26. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our 5 banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here. All in one unique place at Morehead State University. All to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
This is Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill, joined by Casey Quickle, Associate Director of Student Housing. Casey, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So MSU's housing was just recognized by the Kentucky Association of Housing Officers with some awards. Can you talk about why MSU's housing offices deserve this recognition?
Absolutely. It's a very exciting opportunity for us to be able to say that we are truly award-winning within the state. So we were specifically given 2 awards for a professional staff member and our student staff member. We have done a lot of work to ensure that all of our staff are student-centered, and we are always advocating for our students as well as our student staff members. And Casey, you brought with you Katie Vanover, area coordinator within the Office of Student Housing. Katie, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Sam.
Katie, you have had a long experience in MSU housing, starting right at the beginning as a student, right?
Yes, I actually started in 2017 as a resident advisor myself. I worked my way up to a student director level, graduated in 2019, and then decided, hey, when's the last place that really felt like home? And it was MSU. So I decided to come back. I'm back as an area coordinator. I've currently worked in this position for 2 years now. We have a lot of, you know, assisting with crisis, emergency management, talking with students about anything going on in their room, student opportunities across campus and within the Office of Student Housing, and it's been very, very rewarding overall.
So you mentioned opportunities for students. You're not a student anymore, but you do work with students. We have undergrads who are resident advisors also,
yes,
right?
Yes, so we have resident advisor positions, and once they've been in the resident advisor position for at least a year, they can apply for a senior resident advisor position. We also have student coordinators that work within the Office of Student Housing, too.
Being a resident advisor has to be a lot of responsibility, but what are some of the perks?
Well, you actually get your housing paid for.
It's a big one.
It is. In any residence hall that you are placed, you get a $500 scholarship to go towards books or your tuition, and then you get paid biweekly as well. That salary kind of depends based on your level. If you're a resident advisor, senior resident advisor, or a student coordinator, of course, if you start off as a resident advisor, you can work your way up.
Yeah.
We have a lot of great student leaders within our halls. I like to think that the resident advisors, you know, kind of live in a fishbowl almost. They are great role models to our residents.
And where can people find more information if we've got some students out there who want to be part of this?
They can go on EagleLink. When we have the resident advisor position posted, it will be on EagleLink. They can also check out our social media. We have an Instagram page and a Facebook page that could use some love. We also have some organizations within the Office of Student Housing. We have the Residence Hall Association, so that is year-round. If they wanted to join that to advocate for themselves in their halls, they can also find us on social media. And then just our general Morehead State University Office of Student Housing webpage has tons of information.
Katie, Casey, thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely, it's been great. This has been Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill with our guests, Katie Vanover, Area Coordinator within the Office of Student Housing, and Casey Quickle, Associate Director of Student Housing at MSU. Morehead State Today is a production of Morehead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY Morehead State Public Radio.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Morehead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Morehead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena. I'm Chuck Morales with Drew Barnett. Moorhead State on top by 23 as we get set for the second half. It's 49-26. We'll be switching ends. And Drew, as we look at the second half for Moorhead State, and the biggest key is just no let-up.
Yeah. They are a team. We talked about what a fast pace that they like to play at. They are a team that can go on a 13-2, 15-4 run in a matter of a minute. You know, we've seen them do it before. We've seen them do it all year. So you don't want to let up and just cruise, you know, think you're on cruise control because you're up 23.
Yeah, absolutely. And Moorhead State has shot the ball so well tonight, especially good to see after seeing how badly they shot it in the loss on Saturday at SIU Edwardsville. Only 30% from the field tonight thus far. 59.4%.
Yeah. You kind of wish we could average those two out a little bit and get some of that back for Saturday. But, again, we talked about some of the circumstances that may have led to that.
Second half coming up. Moorhead State on top. 49-26 over UT Martin. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Go-To Solutions and Line-X of Moorhead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line-X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with ValueGuard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions and Line-X of Moorhead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go-To Solutions in Line-X of Moorhead, located just off I-64 exit 133 in the industrial park.
29-26 to start the second half. Curry, Muhammad, Cruz, Williams, and Sears out on the floor right now for UT Martin. We expect Moorhead State's starting five with Delwell, Lathan, Thomas, Minix, and Miles to join that group momentarily. Moorhead State women earlier tonight got a nice win at home over UT Martin's women, 56-38. Yeah, both teams in action on Saturday at Southern Indiana. Women's game at 2 o'clock. Men will play at 4:30.
Yeah, and how about the season the women are having?
Very good.
Yeah. You know, just a game out of first in the conference, depending on how the results play out tonight. We could have two first-place teams tomorrow, possibly.
Moorhead State will have the ball just outside the timeline, near side. Khalil Thomas will inbound for MSU. Drops it into Thelwell behind the line. Now comes across with a right-hand dribble. Thelwell on Sears. Moves it high right, wide left to Minix. Minix back out straight away. Miles. Right side, Thelwell. 19 to shoot. Wide left, Thomas. Thomas turns right, picks up his dribble, bounce left to the lane, Miles. Miles backs to the block, takes it to the lane, turns, fakes, turns back to his left, hooks with a left hand, air ball. I don't know if that was partially blocked.
I think it was partially blocked.
I think that was Muhammad who got a piece of it. Cruz got it to Sears, who's driving the other way, clears it off to the left corner. Williams open for a three, and he bags it.
And you mentioned that they'd want to start fast, and they have. Right out of the gate, a three-point attempt early in the shot clock, and they drain it.
Williams with two triples and 6 points. Thelwell angles in right, goes back out to Miles. Right hash Lathan, popping out front. Thelwell off the screen from Minix, goes to his left, to Riley, to the right corner. To Thomas, up top Lathan, near side Thelwell, 8 on the shot clock. Bounce left block extended, 5 on the shot clock. Controlling Minix, turn, 10-footer, back of the rim, no. Muhammad in the paint, the rebound for UT Martin. DeSears lost the dribble but got it back. He wanted to pass it Curry has it, driving on Minix to the baseline to the goal with a scoop and a miss. Fight for the rebound off the hardwood, right block, picked off by Delwell for MSU. Drew dancing down the left arc, back to his right off the double screen up top, takes it top of the lane, to the left block, to the goal with a left-hand scoop, it's in! Ruth Delwell with eight. He saw the opening and took it nicely.
Morehead State still able to spread them out defensively and get to the glass.
51-29, Morehead State leads early second half. Sears left of the logo. High right coming out, Curry, one bounce back out, Sears. Sears driving it down the far side, got it to the cutting Muhammad with a scoop. Off the glass, it'll spin and go.
So after struggling offensively for most of the first half, they've scored on their first couple possessions here.
First two for Muhammad in the ball game. Delwell, high right, leaves it on the hop out front. Miles down the near arc. Thomas, 17 on the shot clock. Minix comes out front for it. To the right wing, Lathan to Thelwell. Angles in, 10 to shoot. Cross court, near side. Pass batted, loose on the hardwood. Into the Morehead State backcourt with five to shoot. And Thelwell just had the ball roll off his hands. He almost saved it and just lost it out of bounds.
Yeah, it was just he went to pick it up and dropped it, sort of.
So. Third Morehead State turnover. Right sideline, Williams inbounding, 20 on the shot clock.
Yeah, just the third of the game, so you got to be pleased with that as well.
Sears bouncing out front on Lathan. Jordan Sears, wide left Curry on Minix to the lane. High right Sears, catch and shoot three, nothing but net. Well, they've outscored Morehead State 8-2 to start the half.
Yeah, they have, and they've done it quickly.
51-34, they're trying to turn up the tempo if they
yes,
can.
Yes, they are.
Fell well across the line. 21 on the shot clock. Runs it right hash. Back to his left, Miles. Head of the key, near arc. Thomas. Free throw line, Thelwell. Thelwell looking down low. Bounce right block, Minix. He'll power in on Muhammad. Turn to his right, fake once, twice, lay it up and in.
And really, Minix just having an amazing game.
21 points. Now Curry baseline left the drive. The score off the glass, and they count it. He was fouled, but was it on the floor? And they're going to call him on Minix. That'll be his third.
And after scoring the basket, not getting back on defense, and just getting beat a little bit, as we head to the first media timeout, 53-36 Morehead State.
Yep, Morehead State with the lead by 19 with 16:53 left to go in this ballgame. Timeout. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Now at Hardee's, two hand-breaded chicken tender wraps are only $5. Mix and match your favorite flavors like buttermilk ranch, honey mustard, and spicy. Endless combinations start with two warm tortillas, each filled with 100% white meat, juicy on the inside, crispy on the outside, hand-breaded chicken tenders. Any two wraps, now just $5. Hardee's, goodness in the making. These items only. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included. Visit restaurant for details.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
Morehead State led 49-26 at the half, 23 points over UT Martin. 16:54 now to go. A lot of time left in this contest. MSU has been outscored 10-4 by the Skyhawks to open the second half, and a timeout on the hardwood, and Preston Spradlin held out his hands like, hey guys, what are you doing out there?
Right, and again, it's just they sort of got away from everything that worked so well in the first half, especially at the beginning of the game. And I think that was kind of a fortunate timeout for Morehead State to sort of regather and you know, Preston to say, hey, we cannot let up on these guys.
Minix with his third foul, first of the half on either team. Curry hit the layup, Now we'll get a free throw after being fouled on the act by Minix. He's got 11 points in the contest. K.K. Curry at the line, 2 of 2 this evening. And his free throw is up and in. Full court pressure by Martin. Lathan has it after Minix inbounded to midcourt. To Minix, Morehead State may have the numbers. Minix slows it down right hash, clears it back out to the line, and Fellwell, 53-37, Morehead State by 16. Fellwell, right side, Thomas comes back for it. On the hop out front, Minix to the right side to Thomas. Off the screen to his left, lost it, got it to Minix, back to Thomas. Tried to get it to the cutting Miles off his knee and picked up by Muhammad. Morehead State turns it over.
Another unforced turnover.
Curry on the drive to the lane, blocked by Lathan. Jordan saves it into Minix. Riley will slow it down left sideline midcourt as he comes across to the offensive end.
Yeah. And that was a big block. Had they scored that layup and gotten it down to 14.
Lathan straight away for three. Swish!
And a big sequence there, I think, Chuck, for Morehead State. Instead of being at 14 and at the tempo and the momentum their way, we come up with the block and then hit the three on the next possession.
19-point Morehead lead. Lathan with 14 points. Sears on the drive, right angle. Pulls up, jump and shoot from 15. Uh-oh, rebound, left block. Minix, Morehead State. Riley to his left side to Thelwell, who comes across the midcourt stripe. Guarded by Sears, their man-to-man. Hands it to Thomas, coming back out toward the left hash. Between the circles, Minix, high left Miles. Right to left behind him, Lathan lost the dribble. Has to save it at the sideline, and he didn't quite do it.
And that is the third time Morehead State, in the half, has just lost the dribble, and it gone out of bounds with no defensive play, no force to it whatsoever.
Fifth Morehead turnover. Thelwell and Miles go out. Ricks and Morton come in for MSU. Eagles drop inside the half-court line to defend as Sears down the middle. Works on Morton between the circles. High left, down the wing he floats. Passes it to Cruz. He almost lost it. Far side, got it, then lost the ball. Now Sears somehow got it to the left block. Looks, goes up and under, puts up the five-footer. No, rebound tapped away. Cruz trying to save it. Baseline left for Martin. Can't do it, so Morehead State gets the basketball.
It looked like he was going up for a shot there, realized he didn't have a shot, so he just let go.
Yeah, and just sort of rolling around out there. Full court, Martin pressure, inbound Lathan. Across to Jerome Morton. Morton, back to Lathan, back to Morton, who comes across the timeline, left to the logo, back out to the line, and behind him to Lathan. Checked by Curry, Jordan Lathan. Works to his right off the Rick screen, and now a bump by Curry and a foul by K.K. Curry. That will be his first personal, first of the half on UT Martin. Really want to see Khalil Thomas here in the second half get going. He had first half three-pointer, and that's been it for him so far tonight. Mm-hmm. MSU in the offensive end, 20 on the shot clock, 15 to go in the game. Lathan toward the left elbow, Ricks backs out, cross-court, far side to Lathan. Thomas straight away, catch and shoot, 3-4. Khalil! Yes, sir! Yeah. You ask, you get.
Yeah. You should do that more often, Chuck. So the 59-37, Morehead State.
Six for Khalil. Now a bumping foul out front on Sears.
Yeah.
Called against Jerome Morton. His second personal, second of the half on MSU. Left hash inbound, offensive end. Williams will put it in with 23 showing on the shot clock for UT Martin.
And it didn't. It should reset to 30 on the foul, shouldn't it?
No.
Oh, that's, yeah, okay. I'm thinking it's 2015.
Williams has it from Muhammad at the left side. Toward the corner, Muhammad trying to get to the block on Minix, goes baseline, the one-hander, 10-footer, no. Offensive rebound, Cruz in traffic, puts it up, blocked by Ricks. Sears has it, he'll drive the lane, put it up again, partially blocked by Ricks, but this will hit the window and go in. 13 points for Sears. 59-39, Morehead State.
Still good defense there to get a block and a partial block. It's sometimes the ball just goes in anyway.
Thomas controls out front. Back behind him, Ricks between the circles. Left elbow extended. Minix comes out high left on Muhammad. Back behind him, Lathan. He'll circle to the free throw line. Take it to the goal. Scoop it up and in off the window. Lathan was 16, his average. 61-39. MSU, Sears down central across the timeline, fronted by Morton. Morehead man-to-man. Now Thomas on the switch takes it. Cruz at the right wing takes it to the baseline on Lathan. Now Morehead State doubles him. He'll fade and fire from 17 with a double team on him. He hits that tough shot.
That was a ridiculous shot. Why would you ever take a shot like that? But he hit it. He was double teamed.
8 points for Cruz. 61-41. Morehead State with the lead in the ball. 13:23 to go. Ricks high left. Wide open. He'll shoot the three. Back of the rim. No. Free throw line rebound. Tap to the hardwood. Williams has it. They want to run 3-on-3. Williams on Lathan. Carried it. High right. Got it out to Curry. Knocked away by Morton. Ball loose on the hardwood. Out of bounds right in front of us at midcourt. Morehead State will get it. It was last touched by K.K. Curry of UT Martin. And we have a timeout on the floor?
Yes.
We do. 13:09 remains in this ball game at LSD Johnson Arena. I'm Chuck Mraz with Drew Barnett. Morehead State leads UT Martin 61-41. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children. Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hotheads Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Morehead and Owingsville.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
Morehead State leads 61-41 over UT Martin with 13:09 left to play at Johnson Arena. Let's go inside the numbers, courtesy of Whitaker Bank. Morehead State shooting 60% from the field. Martin 41.7%. They've hit 6 of 14 threes. Morehead State 10 of 19. Martin 5 of 7 at the line. Morehead State 3 of 3. Not a lot of fouls in this game. Morehead State with a rebounding battle. Leads there 25-13. Turnovers 6-5, UT Martin there. Top scorer in the ball game, Riley Minix with 21 points for Morehead State. Jordan Lathan adding 16. Sears leads Martin with 13. Curry has 12. Left hash inbound, Morton for Morehead State, offensive end.
Again, three of Morehead's turnovers have been just completely unforced.
And something's looks, going on.
I don't know what the issue is.
At the scorer's desk. Not sure what it is either.
There's
maybe a question about the shot clock, perhaps.
Whatever it is, it looks like they're ready to go. The referee's pulling the teams back onto the floor. So 20 on the shot clock, 13:09. I don't know what the issue was.
Delwell from Morton after the inbound. Drew runs toward the right hash. Standing dribble there. Clears it back out to Minix. Back to the right hash, Lathan. Lathan, jump feed to Ricks through his hands and picked off by Sears. One-on-one with Thelwell. Takes it to the goal. Up and under. Blocked by Thelwell. Lathan has it. Threw it off the head of Ricks, but it's saved in by Lathan. And then the Minix and back to Lathan.
He saved it off the head of Ricks and then needed to save it again after it went off the head of Ricks.
Lathan has it up the right sideline. Morton comes out, swings it to his left, to Lathan, to Morton, near side, Thelwell. They're in that 2-3 matchup. Right angle drive, Lathan pass inside, a lot of traffic, and the steal by K.K. Curry for Martin. Down the floor, Mendoza back to the trailing Muhammad. Tries to scoop, but he misses, but he was fouled.
Yeah, Morehead State, uncharacteristically, out of the timeout, their first two offensive possessions resulting in turnovers. I don't know if I've seen that in years.
Morton's third foul is Morehead State's third foul. Now Deontay Miles off the MSU bench along with Khalil Thomas. They'll be coming in momentarily. Isa Muhammad line right where he will shoot two. He's got a field goal, 2 points. He's 53% for the season at the line. Free throw up and left it short off the front of the rim. No good. Going off the floor for MSU will be Lathan and Minix.
And the crowd winning rings here if he misses this one.
Muhammad with another one. Puts it up and missed it. In and out. Rebound tapped to the hardwood. They fight for it. Curry has it baseline right. The one-hander puts it up from five. In and out. No, but he's fouled.
I'm a little surprised they were able to get the offensive rebound off of the missed free throw. That's rare anyway. That's exceptionally
and
rare.
It should not happen. Here comes Lathan back in for Morehead State very quickly.
Yeah.
Thomas limping a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Deontay Miles picked up foul number two for Morehead State, number four. Curry is line right, where he is 3 of 3. He has 12 points in the game. First one up and in.
And would you count these as second chance points? I guess you would.
Here comes Jordan Lathan in. He'll join Thelwell, Ricks, Morton, and Miles. Next free throw by Curry. Nothing but net there. K.K. Curry, 14 points. Full court, Martin pressure. 61-43 MSU. Lathan waves everyone down. He's picked up by Mendoza, who's come in for Martin. Lathan across the timeline, down central. Bounce right hash, Morton. He'll circle out front, back to the far hash, Lathan. Out to Morton. Left arc, Thelwell to Morton. Jerome on the drive, the runner from 14, got it! His first two points.
And again, Morehead State, it seems like they can score at will at times.
63-43 Morehead. Sears, head of the key, backs up on Lathan, comes to the block, lost the dribble at the baseline, got it back. They'll try to back down Lathan, throw something up and under, missed the wild shot. I don't know why they bailed him out on that one.
Yeah.
But too much body by Jordan Lathan. He picks up his second personal.
And you got to admire I appreciate the defensive intensity there. But sometimes, Chuck, when a player's about to make a mistake or take a bad shot, don't interrupt them.
Let him do it.
Yeah.
So Sears will get a couple of free throws. His first time at the line. He's got 13 points. Morehead State with five team fouls now with 11:40 left to go. Sears, a free throw, kicks out, no good off the back of the rim. Sears, really good from the line.
Yeah.
Fifth in the OVC at 83.5%. Lathan comes out for Morehead State. They have Ricks, Morton, Thomas, Miles, and Thelwell now on the hardwood. Sears with the second one, launches and connects. 63-44. Again, full court pressure. Inbound right corner. Thelwell gets away from two defenders. Got it to Morton. Morton trying to weave around a couple of guys. Backs up, looks, knocked down, and there's a foul.
Yeah.
About 80 feet from the goal.
Yeah.
And that one's going to go on K.K. Curry, his second of the half on the Skyhawks.
Yeah, and the 10-second, they only had about 3 or 4 seconds to get it over. Andy was trapped, so Morehead State kind of getting bailed out there.
And looks like
they'll get a fresh 30.
Jeffrey and Miles comes in for UT Martin. Inbound in, Khalil Thomas again, full court Skyhawk pressure. Khalil into Morton. Morton around two guys ahead to Khalil Thomas, races up the floor. Left arc, Ricks to the goal. Up and under he goes. It'll roll and go.
Eddie Ricks has made some great plays in this game, particularly getting to the basket.
9 points for Eddie behind the back feed, far side. Sears to Jeffries now. He'll circle out front, come left wing, drive the angle, put up the scoop off the glass and in, count it, and he's fouled, and he'll get a free throw to boot, and I think that may be Morton's fourth.
Yeah. So fouls starting to pile up here for Morehead State. That's already the 16th foul, and you mentioned the fourth on Morton, the 16th foul of the half, so the next one we'll see them shooting free throws in the bonus.
That's the first points of the ball game for Kobe Jeffries. He's lined right for a free throw, and he makes it. Three-point play for him, and now Justice Jackson replaces Sears for UT Martin. 65-47 Morehead State with 11-12 to play. Full court, Martin pressure. Thomas runs the baseline. Inbounds on the hop to Thelwell, across to Lathan. Lathan right sideline, comes across the midcourt stripe, back out to the line, and Thelwell at the logo. Justice Jackson backs up and gives him space. They guard man-to-man at this point.
Morehead State going to wait to get into their set here.
Thelwell moving toward the left elbow on the dribble. High right, Ricks. 10 to shoot, wide left, Thelwell. 9 to shoot. Delwell down the arc, clears it out to Thomas. Five to shoot. Thomas backs up, looks with four to shoot. The three kicks out of the cylinder, no good. Rebound Mendoza all the way down the floor to the left hash and Jackson. Behind him, Jeffries coming for the basketball. He'll turn right, come out front. Work on Miles. Wide left, Cruz. Cruz can't find the shot. Nearly carried it. Goes to Jackson at the left arc. Pass inside. Tipped by Lathan. Stolen away by Ricks. Morehead State could have the numbers, but Ricks instead elects to slow it down. Backs it up to Thomas, who gives it to Thelwell.
And again, that's probably playing away from the tempo they want to play. That was very intentionally done.
Thelwell on the move. Toward the right elbow. Wide left, Ricks against the 2-3 matchup. Down the near arc, Thomas. Straight away, Lathan. He'll drive to the hole. Left hand layup. It's in.
Morehead State has just been able to get to the basket without a whole lot of trouble.
18 for Jordan Lathan, 67-47 Morehead. Jeffries on the move on Lathan, got to the lane, Euro step, bounced down low, bobbled by Myers down the baseline. He'll back it to the block, fade and fire from 10, side of the rim, no. Miles over Cruz, took the rebound for MSU.
Yeah, and a real nice rebound there by Miles. And Morehead State again slowing it down, trying to slow the tempo down.
9:37 to go, the Eagles by 20. Ricks controls from Thelwell, wide left. Down the near wing, Thomas on Mendoza. Right to left out front for it, Lathan. He'll go on Jeffries to the lane, turns left. 15-footer, it'll go.
Oh, nice pull up there. Nice turnaround pull up. 69-47, Morehead State.
20 points now for Lathan. Mendoza, right angle drive to the hole with a layup, it's in.
That time just Morehead State did not get back and did not get set. That's one of the few times that's happened tonight.
First two for Sebastian Mendoza, 69-49 MSU. 9 minutes to play as Thelwell comes across the timeline to the left hash and back to his right out front. Works in toward the top of the key, 18 to shoot. Wide right, Ricks. Far sideline coming back, Lathan, 13 to shoot. Lathan backs up. Right block on the hop, Miles. He'll take it to the lane. Bounce down low to Ricks, and we've got a foul on a reach-in by UT Martin.
Yeah.
Which should take us to a media timeout, I think.
Yeah, this is the under-11 media timeout. There's 8:43 to play.
And we'll pick up the foul when we come back. 8:43, as Drew mentioned, to go in this ball game. Morehead State at home over UT Martin, 69-49. I'm Chuck Mraz with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Morehead and Rowland County, Kentucky. Go to visitmorehead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Morehead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Morehead State, 69, UT Martin, 49. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Drew Barnett. We're at Johnson Arena. We have 8:43 left to play in the ballgame as we check out of this media timeout. Going behind the numbers, Morehead State this half, 9 of 13 from the field. UT Martin, 8 of 16. Rebounding, Martin, 7 to 6. They've kind of turned that around a bit. Turnovers even at 7 overall.
Yeah.
Morehead State getting very good games from Riley Minix and Jordan Lathan. Minix with 21 points, Lathan with 20. 14 apiece for Curry and Sears to lead their team.
Yeah. And that's been most of it. But, yeah, you mentioned UT Martin attacking the glass a little bit more. Well, a lot more than what we saw in the first half.
Morehead State with 20 on the shot clock. After the foul on Mendoza, his first, Martin's third. Ricks will inbound, baseline right. toward the glass. Almost underneath it. Looks to the right corner. Lathan instead flips it out top on the looping pass to Thelwell. Drew plays it down, dancing high right. Minix wide left. He'll come in, turn, shoot the three ball off the iron. No, Rick's offensive rebound clears it back out. Left hash to Thomas, and MSU resets.
Yeah, and a good decision there to reset.
13 on the shot clock. Thelwell penetrates. High right, Ricks. He'll launch a line drive. Three and put it on the board.
Eddie Ricks playing a really good game off the bench tonight.
12 points for Eddie to go along with four rebounds and one assist. Jackson, right corner, Myers. On Ricks, takes it to the baseline, bangs in Eddie, takes it to the lane. Blocked out of his hands by Ricks, yeah. And they're going to call a foul on Ricks, his second.
Right. The crowd not too happy. It did look like it may have been a travel, but I guess they just thought a little too much contact.
Seventh foul on MSU, so for the last 8:03, UT Martin goes into the bonus, the first time that either team has been in the bonus tonight.
Yeah.
Myers line left with a deep breath as he launches his first free throw with the left hand and cans it. And for Myers, his first point. Real good free throw shooter at 81%.
Yeah.
Second one by Myers. Nails that one as well.
UT Martin, a pretty good free throw shooting team.
75.2% yeah. Coming in. Number one in the OVC. Lathan trapped in the corner on the press. Yeah. Lost the ball off his hands underneath Mendoza. Picks it off and lays it home.
And the full court press that time working and creating another turnover.
Thomas to inbound, looking for help. Far corner, Lathan. Jordan on Jeffrey, spins away from him. Up the right sideline, he comes to the forecourt. He'll work the dribble outside the right hash. Left of the logo, Thelwell. Drew down the left arc. Coming for it, up the sideline, Thomas, and out to Ricks. 15 to shoot, 7:33 to go. Minix near the left elbow. One bounce near side. Thelwell off the screen for three. Rims off, no. Inside the rebound, Jackson for UT Mark. 72-53, Morehead leads. Now Jackson from up top, the three, in and out. Uh-uh. Thomas high in the air, pulls down the two-hand rebound for MSU. To Thelwell. Hand checked by Jackson toward the left hash offensive end. Drew spins to his right, 20 on the shot clock, 7:07 to play. High right, Thelwell leaves it for Minix to the top of the key. Behind him, Thelwell for it, right to left. To Ricks, high right, far sideline, Lathan. Lathan, right angle, 10 to shoot, right block extended, Minix, 8 to shoot. Riley turns to the baseline, to his left, double team. Clears it out, right corner, Lathan, 3 to shoot. Fade away, 3. Uh-oh. Long rebound, free throw line, picked off by Jeffries for UT Martin. He'll race to the far sideline, now slow it down there. Left block extended, he skips it off to Myers, fades and fires from 15. Uh-oh, Lathan comes in there flying between a couple of guys for the rebound.
Yeah. And Morehead State walking it up and slowing it down as opposed to Martin whenever they get the ball, running down the floor as fast as they can.
Thelwell works the dribble, takes it left to the lane. Clears it high right to Ricks. He's open but won't shoot. 13 on the shot timer. Left wing coming out, Thomas. Out to the line, Lathan, 8 to shoot. Jordan Lathan on the drive, gets knocked down as he got to the lane, and we've got a foul on UT Martin, and this one will belong to, looks like Jeffries.
Yeah.
Jeffries with his first, and the fourth on UT Martin, which takes us to, yes, another timeout, because I know you've missed them so badly.
Yeah.
6:11 to play in the ball game. It's Morehead State 72, UT Martin 53. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Our great-grandfather opened the first tent meal store in 1918 to serve area farmers. We later opened our first feed mill, not only to serve our friends and neighbors, but also to more conveniently feed our own cattle. For four generations, our business has continued to grow and evolve to meet the needs of hardworking farm families. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. We invite you to see for yourself. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Soon I go to bed. Soon it'll be morning. Soon I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for $1. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
72-53. Moorhead State by 19 big ones with 6:11 to go. And MSU trying to slow this game down as much as possible. Drew Barnett.
Yes.
As we look at Martin trying to speed things up. But
right.
When they don't get the shot to go, Moorhead State immediately goes down the floor and uses as much shot clock as possible.
Yeah, and again, trying to extend those possessions for as long as possible. That's been the contrasting styles the whole game. That's kind of what we expected to see coming into it. Morehead State for now in complete control, just trying to get to the finish line here.
After the Martin foul, Morehead State will have it at the baseline to inbound. It will be to the left of the goal with Jordan Lathan putting the ball in. At the left elbow, catching with one hand over his shoulder, Minix to Thomas, down low, Ricks turns to his left, hooks it up and in. Eddie Ricks continues his fine play, 14 points tonight off the bench, 74-53 MSU. That time the Eagles went right at the goal.
Yeah, they did.
Jackson right out top, moving left of the lane to Muhammad, bobbled it, got it back, turns with the right hand and scores it from about five out. He's got four, normally averages over 11. 74-55. About five and a half to go. Fellwell at the left arc to Thomas, back out to Ricks. Eddie, bounce left elbow extended, Minix. Minix, one bounce back behind him, left to right, Fellwell for the ball, near side, Ricks. Ricks wants Minix, instead clears it out between the circles, Fellwell. Down the arc, high right to Ricks, fakes on Myers, drives the angle. To the goal he comes, and a reach-in foul on Martin before he could get to the basket.
Oh, they're going to call this on the floor, which Morehead State would probably prefer.
Goes on Jalen Myers, his first.
Yeah.
That's team five on UT Martin.
Oh, no,
they're going to give Ricks two free throws?
Yeah.
Well, how about that?
So,
a little surprised.
Yeah, I think Morehead State would have rather had the possession. And Eddie Ricks, as well as he's played, not the best free throw shooter.
Got two, first one up, and clank off the back of the rim, no good. Eddie now 2 of 3, though, at the line tonight. Cruz and Sears back in for UT Martin as Ricks will shoot a second free throw. He is one of the better freshmen in the OVC.
Yes, he is.
He is going to be an outstanding player. He's already pretty good.
Yes.
Second one for Eddie, up and in. So he gets 1 of 2. And he'll come out in favor of Deontay Miles.
Yeah.
75-55, Morehead State with 5:19 to go, and Mark with a basketball. Here comes Sears unopposed toward the timeline. He'll be met as he comes across by Drew Fellwell. MSU man-to-man. Sears floats left hash, drives the wing to the baseline. The runner from there, from 10 out, off the window and in. 16 points, Jordan Sears. 18-point Morehead State lead. Fellwell across the line. Off the double screen up top, works wide left. Takes it to his right. Back high left to Minix, down the near wing, Thomas. Thomas on Williams, out to Lathan. Jordan open, won't shoot, to the right side, Fellwell. Skips it, right block extended, Minix. He'll pound his way to the lane, to his left. Fakes once, goes up and under, dish down low. Miles, tangled up, fights up a layup, missed everything, but was able to draw a foul.
Yeah, that was a good pass by Riley to find Miles. Right under the basket, a little too far under it, but he did get the shot up and got fouled.
Isa Muhammad with his third foul, and number six on UT Martin. Morehead State will be going into the bonus on the next one. Line left for two, Morehead State's Deontay Miles, 3 points all in the first half. First free throw up and in. There's 2 of 2 at the line. Let's take a look. Miles tonight also with 5 rebounds.
Yeah, so he's had a pretty good game.
7 foot, 240-pound graduate student from Walton, Kentucky. Second one up and in. Hey, he's perfect tonight.
Yeah,
at the line,
perfect
three
from
three.
The line tonight. That's, get away,
Deontay.
Love to see that.
77-57, Moorhead's lead back to 20 with 4:30 left to play. Sears between the circles. Works right off the Muhammad screen. Cross court, Williams. Williams high left, dancing to his right on Lathan. Left of the lane, skips it off to Muhammad on Miles. He'll turn right, come to the paint. Jump feed right side at the arc, Sears. Sears to his left, on the move for a triple. Rebound tap, outside the right block. Lathan took it for Morehead State. Jordan Lathan.
And again, Morehead State going slow.
4 minutes to play. Lathan controls. Takes it toward the left elbow. High right. Minix wide open. Catch and shoot three. Off the glass, off the rim. No. Miles taps the rebound out. Williams had it. Almost lost it to Lathan, but he'll swing around him to his left and come high left and back outside the left arc. Shoot the three and drain it.
Yeah. So 77-60 with about 3:38 to play.
9 points for Desmond Williams. Yep.
It's actually as close as Martin's been in a while.
Sears bangs in a foul. Well, no call. Out to Minix it goes, right sideline. Lathan, high right, Thomas. Cross court, high left. Thelwell, left block extended. Bounces it off to Minix. Minix on Cruz, fights to his right to the lane. Takes it to his left. Fakes once, puts it off the glass and in. Count it, he's fouled. He'll get a free throw.
Yeah. And we head into the under four timeout with 3:17 to go. He'll get the free throw on the when we come back.
23 points, Riley Minix. And that sends us to the break. 3:17 to play in this ball game at Johnson Arena. Morehead State 79, UT Martin 59. I'm Chuck Moraz with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Keep your family warm with the red-hot grocery buys you'll find inside at Allen's IJ in Morehead. USDA Fresh Store made ground round is specially priced for only $4.49 a pound. 4 3-pound bags of Idaho russet potatoes are just $5. That's right, 12 pounds of Idaho russets, just $5. And fresh green cabbage, only 69 cents a pound. These and many more warm meal deals are found at Allen's IJ, downtown Morehead.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
Morehead State by 19 points with 3:17 to play over UT Martin. 79-60 at Johnson Arena. That foul on Cruz was just his first, but it does put Morehead State into the bonus because that's team seven against the Skyhawks, and Riley Minix will come back out for a free throw, trying to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Minix has just been outstanding again.
Right.
He's got 23 points in this ball game to go along with four rebounds. Riley, by the way, does have 8 double-doubles this season, and now 66 for his collegiate career. He scored over 2,400 points in college basketball when you include his time at Southeastern Florida.
Yeah. He and I have combined for quite a few points.
All three of us.
Yeah.
Minix, the free throw up and nothing but net. Riley with 24, backs up on defense as Sears comes across the line. His team down by 20 with 3:11 to go. Sears driving right arc. Steps left on Rick Scott to the lane. Takes it to the baseline, to the goal. High off the glass and in. 18 points for Sears.
Yeah.
18-point Morehead lead, though. 2:55 to play as Thelwell right to left across the line. Martin not pressing, surprisingly.
Yeah.
Thelwell down the left arc. Near corner, Thomas back to Thelwell. Stolen by Sears, but he threw it right back to Thelwell as he was trying to get the ball to Williams.
They're going to say that was a possession, and so that's two turnovers. One for Morehead, one for them, and a fresh shot clock for Morehead.
Thelwell on the dribble out front, being chased by two Skyhawks. High right coming out for it. Ricks inside the right hash up the sideline. Lathan. Cross court near side, Thomas. Catch and shoot three for Khalil. Air ball. It sails out of bounds. He just turned away quickly after he shot that one and said, I don't even want to think about it.
Right.
Maybe a little far out on that shot. Sears lets the inbound roll all the way to midcourt and across the line at the left sideline. Now picks it up on Thelwell. Moving in, up top, left side, Curry. Left angle drive to the goal, scoop and score.
And that cuts it to 16. That's actually the closest Martin's been in a long time.
2:09 to go, yeah. Or it'd stay with the ball.
But chances are it's too little too late.
Thelwell across the line, working high left on Sears. Turns right off the Rick screen, goes to the far side with it, and back to his left up top. Right hash, Ricks for the basketball. Down the sideline, Latham. Bounce right block extended. Riley Minix, one-on-one with Cruz. He'll face up with him, take it. Right angle, fades and fires from the lane. He'll rattle and go from seven out.
Yeah.
26 points, Riley Minix.
And Morehead State calling a timeout for...
With 1:40 left to go, up 82-64.
And every, yeah.
While we have a moment, let's step aside for station identification. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
Well, after that difficult loss on Saturday at SIU Edwardsville, Drew Barnett, this is more like it. Morehead State 82, UT Martin 64.
Yeah, and you certainly like to see the improved field goal shooting. So Morehead State out of the timeout. Preston Spradlin, I guess he had his reason. Coach Ryan Ritter did not appreciate that.
Probably saying don't foul, don't.
Yeah.
Don't let them stop the clock
and
score.
Yeah, that may be that may be all he wanted to say.
Sears across the line. Thelwell gives him some space. Now closes the distance. He'll run the right arc. Alley-oop down low. Slam down by Muhammad. Very soft slam down.
Right.
6 points for him. 82-66. 1:23 left to go. Latham walks it up the floor. Not guarded yet as he comes across the line. Curry gives him a lot of space. Latham, high left with a dribble. Back out front to Ricks, right sideline. Back to the hash. Thelwell for the basketball. 1:07 to go. Minix has it. Right corner, 10 to shoot. Riley backs outside the arc. Stouts down the baseline. Clears it out to Thomas. Straight away, Thelwell. Right side, open Latham. 2 to shoot. Jumps into a 16-footer. Spins out, no. Sears the rebound. Down the floor to Cruz. Cut off by Thelwell. He'll try to get to the baseline, to the goal. Double team, turns baseline left. Throws up an air ball. Latham had it, knocked it away, though, to Minix.
And
all three Eagles fighting for it because Thelwell was there.
We've seen no pressure. I think both teams are ready for this game to be over, Chuck.
34 seconds to go, 18 to shoot. Outside the right hash, holding the ball is Jordan Latham for Morehead State. 10 to shoot, 25 seconds to go in the contest. Latham on the drive to the hole with a left-hand scoop and score. Give him two more. 22 points for Jordan Latham. 84-66, Morehead State, 18 seconds to go. Curry, right side drive, bounces the ball off his heel. Ricks with the steal, gives it to Minix. 11 seconds to go. Riley hustles to the offensive end where he'll stop at the near arc and just dribble out the rest of the clock. 5 seconds to go. Now we're down to 2-1, and Morehead State remains unbeaten this season at home now, 9-0 at LSG Johnson Arena, as they come away tonight with an 84-66 victory over UT Martin. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Drew Barnett. Post-game show to start, 2 minutes on the Eagle Sports Network.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has a new, better flavor. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good, but we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test, starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best zero sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio. Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Well, Morehead State with a solid win at home tonight, rolling by a good UT Martin team by 18 points. 84-66, Morehead State built a 23-point lead at halftime at 49-26 and just kind of strolled home from there as they used up a lot of shot clock whenever they could in the second half, Drew, and really controlled the game from about halfway through the first stanza.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't really feel like at any point, at least for the last 30 minutes or so, that Morehead State wasn't in control. And they continued to, as you said, even though they didn't continue to blow it open, they maintained that lead and kept UT Martin from being able to go on a big run to get back in it.
Well, I'll tell you what, they did just about anything they wanted to do offensively.
They did.
As evidenced by the fact they shot nearly 59% from the field.
Yeah, and that's just an unbelievable percentage. Now, again, UT Martin not known for its defensive pressure or intensity, but still, the way they got to the basket, they pretty much did it at will, and a lot of those threes were just uncontested.
Again, the final score, Morehead State 84, UT Martin 66. With the victory, the Eagles are now 14-5 overall, improved to 5-1 in the OVC, as we talked about, now 9-0 at home. The Eagles, that is, have won 15 straight on their home hardwood. As for UT Martin, the Skyhawks slipped to 10-9, 3-3 in conference play. They're now 4-6 away from their home gym. Morehead State wins it, 84-66. When we come back, we'll go inside the numbers, courtesy of Whitaker Bank, here on the Eagle Sports Network.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Moorhead State wins it at home tonight, 84-66. I'm Chuck Mraz with Drew Barnett. By the way, Moorhead State going over 80 points in a ball game for the first time since the victory at home against Tennessee Tech back on January the 4th. MSU now 14-5, 5-1 in the OVC. Martin 10-9, and a conference mark of 3-3. Let's go by the numbers sponsored by Whitaker Bank. Attendance today at, rather tonight here at Johnson Arena, 1,552, braving the weather to be here for this ball game. Think if it had been a better night weather-wise, without so much snow in the forecast, it would have had a pretty good crowd. As it was, this was an active crowd tonight. We appreciate their support. Let's go ahead and look at the UT Martin Ledger tonight. The Skyhawks placed two players, that is, in double figures. Jordan Sears pacing UT Martin with 18 points. K.K. Curry, a good night for the Skyhawks, 16 markers. Desmond Williams, 9 points. Jacob Cruz with 8. Isa Mohammed with 6. 3 points. Kobe Jeffries, 4 points for Sebastian Mendoza, 2 for Jalen Myers. UT Martin, 24 of 51 from the field, 47.1% for the game, 7 of 17 outside the arc, 11 of 16 from the free throw line. And they were out-rebounded handily by Moorhead State, the OVC's top rebounding team, 32-19. Martin with just 4 offensive boards. Their top rebounder was Jacob Cruz. He had 5. They also passed out 10 assists, had 9 turnovers, 5 steals, 1 block shot. Switching over to the Moorhead State side of the worksheet, 2 players over 20 points. Riley Minix, a game-high 26 markers for MSU. Jordan Layton, a good ball game, 22 points. Eddie Ricks, also in double figures, coming off the bench for a solid 15. 8 points for Drew Thelwell. 6 points for Khalil Thomas. Deontay Miles adding 5, 2 for Jerome Morton. Zach Iemi played about 2 minutes and did not score. Moorhead State 33 of 56 from the field, 58.9%, 11 of 26 outside the arc. That's 42.3%. From the line, not many chances, only 8, but did make 7. MSU again winning the rebounding battle, 32-19. Moorhead with 7 offensive rebounds. Top board man for MSU, Jordan Latham, he had 9 points. The Eagles passing out 18 assists in the contest. 6 apiece, Riley Minix and Drew Thelwell. Only 9 turnovers, 7 steals, 4 block shots, 2 of those by Jordan Latham, as a matter of fact. Moorhead State wins it, 84-66. Back with MSU coach Preston Spradlin after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our 5 banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at GiovannisPizzaPower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit KYLottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local, have fun, and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Welcome back to LSC Johnson Arena. Moorhead State a winner tonight at home before 1,552. The Eagles top UT Martin 84-66. I'm Chuck Mraz with MSU basketball coach Preston Spradlin. Well, Preston, after the disappointment on Saturday at SIU Edwardsville, what a nice bounce back performance here this evening.
Yeah, you know, I said it after that game. You know, obviously we didn't play well. We've talked about it. And we had to have that bad taste in our mouth, right, from like 2 o'clock on Saturday all the way to the final buzzer here. And you're not defined by one game, but you sure as heck are defined on how you respond. And I really thought we responded well. We played like a real connected team out here tonight on both ends of the floor, and that's evident with the stats and the results that we got. But, you know, really proud of our guys. You know, we talk about discipline. You know, the pregame speech in this one was, you know, we're the most disciplined team every night because we're the most disciplined people every day, right? We're on time. We take care of business in the classroom. We're respectful. We bring a business-like approach, and that's got a lot to do with these older guys that we have. And so let's go cash in on it. Let's go be the most disciplined group, and that'll be enough, and that proved to be enough here tonight.
Jumped out early, I think 8-0, but then UT Martin fights back, takes a 15-11 lead. But from that point on, it seesawed maybe for a couple of minutes. Your team just took charge.
Yeah, you know, and that's what they do. You know, they're a super, super talented bunch, and that's evident with their ability to score it quickly and their ability to just put points up. And they got runs in them. That's what they do, right? They had a run there. They had a run to start the half. But again, you know, it's what good teams have runs in them, and it is a game of runs. But if you understand what's leading to those runs, then you don't have a knee-jerk reaction and overreact. Our guys knew exactly what had happened in both of those two runs, and we made the adjustments, got back to it without, you know, freaking out, and again, you know, stayed calm, and that's something I really love about this group.
We always talk, and I know you always talk about it, the extra pass, especially in the first half. I mean, yep. In the second half, I know you're trying to eat up some clock with extra passes, but
yep.
In the first half, when you were looking to get the shot you wanted, it was always there because the extra pass was there.
It was, yeah. We did a great job of just screening, you know, playing off shot fakes, not over-penetrating against their pack line. Just our off-ball movement was there. The game seemed to slow down for our guys here tonight, and man, it just, the ball gets so much life to it when you're really getting it cooking like that, right? And it's fun to watch, and you know, we're passing up good shots for great shots, and then that's where your rebound attempts come from as well. And you know, we really didn't go to the glass in the second half. I think we had 6 offensive rebounds in the first half and only 1 in the second. But again, you know, they're such a lethal transition team. If you've got a lead, you've got to make adjustments like that to protect it. And discipline to our guys, credit to them, they did a good job with that.
Another key factor, and we talked about this in the pregame interview, rebounding. You had to hold them to basically 1 and done,
yep.
And you did that so well tonight, out-rebounding them 32-19, and the Skyhawks with only 4 offensive boards.
Yeah, no, that was huge. That was huge. You know, one of those came on a free throw, which I'm still, you know, you just reminded me, I'm not thrilled about that, and our guys ain't going to be thrilled when they run a 16 sideline tomorrow because that's our standard for doing that. But yeah, we did a great job. You know, if you want to win games, you know, you want to win games against good teams. I don't know if we've ever won a game and said, man, we got crushed on the glass. Like that's where it's at, right? Every drill we do is a rebounding drill, and it's a mentality that we bring. And then we've just got some good individual rebounders as well.
Riley Minnix, 26 points. Jordan Lathan, 22. There are a lot of good 1-2 punches in the OVC, but those two guys are as good as they get. But I do want to point out Eddie Ricks coming off the bench. Yeah. Boy, was he good tonight. 15 points, 4 rebounds, an assist and a steal, a block shot. And I tell you what, he gave you some nice minutes.
Yeah, he sure did. 2 steals. I got him for 2 steals on my stat sheet here, Chuck, and a block. And boy, he's a special player. You know, he just the game slowed down for him. You know, because he saw those veteran guys playing with that pace, and he played off his shot fake and drove the ball, and he's an elite, elite defender. I mean, he's got a chance to be the best we've ever had, and boy, was he good tonight, and he's just scratching the surface. He is really just scratching the surface on how good of a player he's going to be in this league.
Well, we've always talked about the glue guy for your team, Drew Fellwell.
Yep.
6 assists. He's always passing out his 5 to 6 or more assists per ball game. But he got in the scoring column with 8 points. And when he hits shots here and there, it really does a lot of things for your offense.
Yeah, and you know, we really thought we were going to need Drew to take over and score a little bit more in this game here today. And he's capable of doing it. He can go for 20 any given night. But Drew doesn't force anything. He's going to play the game the right way, the way he's been taught. And, I mean, he is our team. It's what he is, you know. Last 3-4 minutes of the game right there, they're coming down, and we're setting our defense, and Dom's yelling across, you know, take us home right here. Drew, take us home to the finish line. And he knows what that means because, man, he's just such a disciplined player, such a good team player. And I think right now, Chuck, I think he's like top – I think he's 6th in the nation in assists. So it's a big-time stat.
Well, and a game like this where you come back after – a disappointing performance and a loss. Yeah, it's kind of a character game, and your guys showed a lot of character.
Yeah.
The type of character I know that we expect from this group, because we've seen them so often.
Yep.
But they came back and played so very well because they were motivated by the fact they didn't want anything like what happened Saturday to happen again.
Yeah, again, it's that response, right? Like, that's what's most important is the response in these games and these young kids. And yeah, you know, that character really goes a long way, right? And it was hard. It was a hard film session coming in on Monday with these guys for them to see and face the reality of what it looks like when we don't play like a team. And, man, they faced the music. They listened to the hard truth, and they got better. And you see the result. We played as a unit. We played as a team tonight. And, man, it's fun. It's fun when you do that.
Well, you go back out on the road on Saturday. Kind of unusual. You have a home game Thursday, but you have a road game on Saturday at Southern Indiana.
Yeah, don't get me started on this schedule. We got very unique is probably the nicest way I could say it about this OVC schedule right now. And so, yeah, Thursday split, Saturdays, only team on the Eastern time zone. Yeah, it sticks out. It ain't, and it's not an easy one for us. And it ain't going to get any easier moving forward. I don't even want to get down that road talking about our schedule. But proud of our guys. You know, we'll respond. We got to be efficient in here tomorrow. We got to learn from this one. We got to get prepared for a totally different game. A little bit of solve Central in Indiana. They're a tough out. But it's a totally different game. It ain't going to be anything like this game right here from the way that they play defense compared to Tennessee Martin. So got to get our minds shifted quickly.
All right. We'll see you Saturday. Thanks, Preston.
Thanks, Chuck.
Morehead State coach Preston Spradlin. His team wins tonight 84-66. And it was a doubleheader sweep, by the way, before I forget, for Morehead State. The MSU women also beat Martin tonight. That score 56-38. We'll come back with the final segment in our postgame show in just a couple of minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The Porter Group Insurance Agency does more than just Medicare. We offer hospital indemnity plans to help with hospitalization copays. We offer cancer plans, life insurance, and more. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review of your life and health insurance needs. That's 606-780-1387 for the direction you need. Online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
Flathead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead, is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hotheads Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Go-To Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with ValueGuard rust-proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top-brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go-To Solutions in Line X and Moorhead, located just off I-64 exit 133 in the industrial park.
Moorhead State wins at home tonight, 84-66. Before 1,552 at Johnson Arena, the Eagles are now 14-5, 5-1 in the Ohio Valley Conference. Time now to name our MSU star of the game, and tonight it would be easy to name Riley Minix and Jordan Latham. They were both outstanding, but Eddie Ricks really providing a great spark off the bench, and the young freshman from Clarksville, Tennessee, will get the honors tonight. In just about 24 minutes of play, 15 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals, 1 block shot. Easily his best game of the season, and boy, is he coming around. Eddie Ricks, our MSU star of the game. Other scores from around the OVC, a barn burner down in Nashville. Tennessee State leads at home over Tennessee Tech at halftime, 36-30. Also at the half, Southern Indiana, who Moorhead State will play on Saturday, trailing at home to Little Rock, 42-37. SIU Edwardsville wins on the road by a count, or rather is winning on the road, 40-26. That game early in the second half, 40-26 in favor of SIUE. Special thanks, as always, to our engineer and producer back in the studio, Mr. Ian Corbin. And also to my broadcast partner tonight, Drew Barnett. I'm Chuck Mraz, reminding you the final score from Johnson Arena, Moorhead State 84, UT Martin 66. So long, everybody, from the Eagles Sports Network.
You've been listening to Moorhead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Moorhead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Moorhead, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Tune in all season long for Moorhead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.